Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Honoring our legends.
You're listening to station WGN.
The good kid, Lou Boudreau, realized his childhood dream and became the Chicago Cubs radio announcer from 1958 to 1987, except for one year when he was the Cubs manager. Former Cub and current Cubs analyst Ron Coomer remembers.
You know, when you grow up in this town and you're a Cub fan, you listen to Lou do the broadcast, you know, my whole childhood. And the thing that he brought to the broadcast to me was he taught the game from the booth. You know, so it was really a different perspective maybe back then as a kid. You listen, it wasn't the flash of Jack Brickhouse calling a home run. It was more why they pitched out, you know, why the guys made plays.
Here's one hit deep to right center. Well tagged. It's going. Gets it goodbye. A home run.
In August 2001, when Lou passed away, David Kaplan gave his famous home run cowbell an honorary shake.
Anybody out there that's listening that grew up like I did in Chicago, that was the big cowbell that he would ring whenever the Cubs would hit a home run.
Lou wasn't always spot on with his pronunciations, but the first person to not care about that was his partner and fellow Walk of Fame inductee, Vince Lloyd.
When I joined him, I said, there's only one thing I'm going to tell you, Lou. I don't care how you express yourself, and don't worry about whether or not you use good grammar or bad grammar. People are going to understand what you're saying because you know what you're talking about. Just say it the way you want to. And he did.
Learn more about Lou Boudreau and all of our 2017 WGN Walk of Fame inductees. Go to WGNradio.com and search keywords Walk of Fame.